Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
It's not that often that we meet a leader who has strategic vision with proven hands-on expertise. And today, I have the pleasure to speak with such leader, Hind Dwani. She is head of service excellence as well as control and risk lead for a financial institute in London. She's definitely at the forefront of the industry, not only establishing and maturing service management practices, but also tackling the big question, like, you know, how do we foster team collaboration and how do we integrate sustainability into operations? She truly understands how to build the operational backbone that allows the business to thrive. So let's get right into it. A very warm welcome to Hind Dwani. Welcome to the show, Hind.
Am I right to assume that as you advance your career, you had to continuously learn and relearn, even in terms of certifications or, you know, getting any kind of qualification? I guess, did you continue that journey after your college or after you finished your degree?
I learned in different ways. What I loved about my computer engineering degree from Tunisia is we learned to learn. While we learned a lot of coding languages, a lot of theories and principles, the main lesson I took away is learning to learn, pick something, find ways. And we're very fortunate in the technology environment. There's access to information everywhere, and pretty much all of it is available at a free version somewhere. Through my career, my companies have supported me to also acquire certification where needed. And I know all the large companies have training programs. So that provision, we have to make the most of it. I had access to good training and learning, whether it's on tools, whether it's on project management or IT itself. So I have those certifications. But then the real learning becomes on the job. What you learn on the job is unequal. Like, you cannot learn that anywhere else. True. So that's the real learning experience. Interacting with people, being curious is very important. Being open-minded and evolve.
Yes.
That is very important. The other thing is, I also had to learn to the soft skills, which is how to communicate, how to adjust. So my stakeholders change from being very technical to being worked with human resources, worked with legal department, worked with finance department. So they are very different in their interaction or what they expect. Learned to adjust my language, learned to adjust to the cultural differences, learned to adjust to the company's environment, worked in banking, worked in a different sector. The criteria are completely different. The context, the market is completely different. However, the other thing, while I have navigated my career, I had to learn also the people management aspect, the conflict management aspect. I also had to learn to be less technical in some perspective, because there are SMEs who are managing that, have to look at managing a project, managing people, managing emotions. And the last most significant learning I did was in the last couple of years, where I had more leadership responsibility.
Okay.
People responsibility. And while I thought I did evolve naturally, I had different trainings in the course of my career. I wanted to do it right. I wanted to do justice to people around me, because it's a significant responsibility. And I was fortunate we had a program in my previous company. I was able to sign up to an executive leadership course. Okay. And that was the most life-changing experience, I must say. So it's not technical per se, but it's more a mindset, how to lead by example, how to talk to people, how to look at the business strategy, the vision. I love that. That was transformative for me.
Yeah. And do you have any personal mantra that you live by?
Mantra? Maybe a way of living. I'm a very spontaneous person and I like to be the same person at work and outside of work. For me, that is the simplest way of living in many situations, whether with people outside of work or at work. I try to be myself. And that includes being open about our vulnerabilities or our thoughts or about interaction with people. And I think that is the best way forward, where you communicate honestly with people, openly. If you need help, you ask. I think probably I'll jump ahead, even to discuss the balance of life, which is a challenge. I think the only way is to be yourself at work and outside work. That's the mantra.
That's your personal mantra. Okay, so were you always like that? Was it like from your day one into workspace, or is that something you evolved into? Like, the reason I'm asking this is I've had a couple of guests saying the same answer, like be authentic, be you. And sometimes I'm like, I have seen it. Some people pull it really well. You can see, like, no matter what, this is what you're going to get. And there are times you have seen people being disadvantaged by it because they were just themselves and they didn't know quite how to adapt. And I think in my experience, sometimes I have seen it depends on the position of the hierarchy in the corporate ladder where you are. So yeah, like, is that something you evolved into, or was that day one, that's how I operate?
I must admit, I always found it easier to be myself, but the idea is, and who are you? So I was conducting an interview and I asked the question, if I was to ask people, who are you? How would they describe you? So this person was describing themselves. And I think, and even in the course I took the last couple of years, brand, it's that your image. Whatever it is, it has to be authentic. It might not be polished, so it's important to recognize what it is and work on it. But the idea is not put a facade and have a different personality. It's find that real you and work on it and improve it so you could have that authentic self. I might have had some element of that naturally, spontaneously, but I had to learn that I needed to work on that, bring it to the surface. I am naturally perhaps spontaneous, or I had some communication skills, but I naturally had to evolve the real me to be able to be where I am. Because especially if you get to a leadership position or a management position, people are looking up to you.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to maintain an image that's not authentic. And people are observing, whether they say it or not, they listen, they hear. And we need to be leading by example. So actions speak 1,000 words. And this perhaps is the right thing. And this is what opens doors further.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. I really love what you said. It's about making a distinction between being you and knowing what part of you might need a little bit more polishing or a little bit more evolving. It's not just kind of bring your raw self and doesn't matter. Don't consider which environment you're operating in. Yeah, no, I like
that. I'm going to add something to that perhaps. So how do we achieve this? One of the best ways to achieve this is to reach out to mentors.
Okay.
So look around you. It doesn't have to be always the line managers, because line managers are specific. Sometimes they're focused on one task, or they might have one view, or they might be busy. But so in addition to line management feedback, which we should have access to and we should seek proactively if we don't have it, it's really important to identify other people that we could look up to, who we could proactively go and ask and say, please, I'd like to have this conversation with you. Could you guide me? Even if it's not 100% accurate view, we're hearing feedback.
Yeah.
It's also important that we seek feedback from our colleagues and our subordinates. So, for instance, it was quite interesting. I always thought I was very supportive to my team and I was encouraging. And I had someone in my previous job who's like, I'd like a bit more freedom to do this. And I was really worried. We had a critical project. I was really worried, like we were at risk. I was very supportive. And he said, actually, do you know what? Trust me, I could do more. And it was important for me to hear it from him.
Right. So
that feedback from 360 feedback is key.
Yeah.
So we should seek it. And that's what helps us, like, it's the mirror what people see, what people need for
Yeah,
us to.
that's a very, very good point. And I guess especially because not all of us would have access to such feedback mechanisms, especially more so in US, like where I am, there isn't much importance. Yes, we have our quarterly or yearly reviews, but they are still very light touch. But if you have that in your company inbuilt, please take advantage. And if not, like reach out and ask.
So that said, while some companies have great structure for that, this is where my first comment, we have the ability to manage. We as an individual have the ability to change things for us or around us. So while companies have great framework of most right now have, we are the individuals who also can make a difference. Whether it's supporting each other, whether helping each other, whether learning or developing or feedback, we as individuals take also, we can make a difference and create that environment for ourselves and for people around us. So to seek a mentor, we do not need a structure. We could reach out to anyone and say, I would love to hear your views. And you find most often people really appreciate that and are open for it. And most companies I have worked at have this framework, but I will doubt anyone will say no to this if you reach out. So this is us managing our career, taking ownership, not waiting for the framework.
Yeah, no, good point. I think, I definitely think you have a framework in your pocket somewhere on how to navigate your career. Good, thank you.
What an amazing conversation. Join us next week as we pick up this wonderful conversation. I'm sure you don't want to miss because there is so much more to come. So stay tuned. Thank you for joining us.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.